USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill in the Oval Office on Thursday.
This bill has been discussed and debated. It's clear that an overwhelming percentage of the American people made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan.
The feds have now borrowed $5 trillion combating the COVID-19 virus in the last year. The White House says stimulus money could be arriving as soon as this weekend for those with direct deposit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he's filed a lawsuit on Thursday against Austin, Texas authorities, seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city of Austin and Travis County officials from enforcing a face mask mandate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week discontinued a statewide mask mandate for all Texans. With the exception of Arizona and Hawaii, don't forget, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. Early Sunday morning, move your clocks ahead 1 hour. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Twitter is asking a federal judge in Florida to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a child sex trafficking victim who alleged that Twitter refused to remove explicit content of the child from its platform. The lawsuit filed in January is accusing the Silicon Valley company of knowingly benefiting financially from the sexual abuse material. Twitter is using Section 230 immunity in its request to dismiss the lawsuit. New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie said on Thursday he authorized its Judiciary Committee to start an impeachment investigation into sexual misconduct allegations six women have made against Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. The investigation would run parallel to the one being led by State Attorney General Letitia James. Former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin will face an additional charge of third-degree murder in the George Floyd murder trial. The court is going to grant the motion to reinstate the charge, Judge Peter Cahill says as he announced his decision. Jurors are told to report back to the courthouse on March 29th. That's when opening statements are scheduled to begin. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night talking about the pandemic.
That's more deaths than in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old. They leave behind loved ones, unable to truly grieve or to heal, even to have a funeral. But I'm also thinking about everyone else who lost this past year to natural causes, by cruel fate of accident or other disease. They too died alone. They too leave behind loved ones who are hurting badly. You know, you've often heard me say before, I talk about the longest walk any parent can make is up a short flight of stairs to his child's bedroom to say, I'm sorry, I lost my job. Can't be here anymore. Like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton, so many of you have had to make that same walk this past year. You lost your job. You closed your business. Facing eviction, homelessness, hunger, a loss of control. Maybe worst of all, a loss of hope.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.